I'm sorry to be the one to say it to you, but you're a bit of an animal. I'm not being rude, honestly. We're all animals at heart. We like to think that we're logical, sensible beings, but much of our decision-making is made by our primal brains. Take something as simple as signing up to a newsletter on a website. Our primal brain is constantly on the lookout for danger, and so even something as mundane as a situation like that, we're there calculating the risks, working out whether or not this is okay to do. We're asking ourselves questions like, what if they sell my email address to a third party? What if the content's rubbish? What if they make it hard to unsubscribe? What if they send me too many emails or pressure me into buying? What if they get hacked? Now, we're not doing these things on a conscious level, but we are thinking about them in our primal brain. If we want users to take action on our website, we need to address these fears, and that's known as objection handling, in the world of sales at least. Take a look at my own newsletter sign-up form. Notice the text associated with the sign-up form. Notice how it addresses many of the common objections. So it says, every 2 weeks, which is making it clear that I'm not going to be sending them too many emails, you will receive support improving your site by creating a better user experience and a more effective digital strategy. So it's telling them if the content is relevant to them and that it's not just going to be a load of sales promotions. You can unsubscribe in one click, which is great when people are worrying about, well, what if they change their minds? What if they don't like it? And I will never share your email address with anyone. So that's letting them know that, you know, there's no privacy concerns. So whatever your call to action, you need to address any objections that the user might have if you want people to act. You also need to associate any objection handling closely with the call to action. Don't make users go searching through your privacy policy, for example. People will just give up and not act. So my question for you is, what objections might users have about acting on your website, and how are you going to go about addressing them?